Australia has ranked 12, while Finland sits at number 1 when it comes to happiest countries across the globe, according to the 2023 World Happiness Report, released earlier this week. Despite disruption to social and emotional lives during the crux of the pandemic, more people reported acts of everyday kindness than in pre-COVID times. The report says these acts of kindness and altruism are linked to greater happiness and well-being. So what are some of the key factors of altruism, and what is it about helping others that leads to greater feelings of well-being and purpose? The Wire's Emma Watsky speaks with senior lecturer at University of Queensland School of Psychology, Dr. Michael Notel, to find out more on the positive impacts of altruism.
There's a lot of reasons why we're altruistic, from feeling like guilty at the privilege that we've got to much more like positive sources of motivation, like wanting to be a good person and the warm glow that we get from helping others. And I think a lot of the time, the reasons that we're altruistic are a combination of all of these, but sometimes one of them takes more of the spotlight than others.
And what are perhaps some of the other things that motivate altruism or motivate us to be kind to other people?
Yeah, I think that the things that motivate us to be kind to others are sometimes just like a sense of connection to those people that we care about. But sometimes it's a bigger picture wanting to have a positive impact on the world. I think a lot of us want to leave the world better than we found it. So those sometimes can push against each other. Sometimes the things that, you know, directly help people that we care about aren't having the biggest impact on the world, but that's fine. We do different things to try to target those different motivations.
And what is it about helping others or acts of kindness towards others that lead to potentially greater feelings of well-being or a greater general sense of contentment and happiness?
Helping other people actually targets a lot of our like basic psychological needs. Like, we have needs to try to do things that are aligned with our values, and a lot of us inherently value helping others and leaving the world a better place. We need to feel connected to others, and a lot of the time by doing altruistic things to help others, it helps build a sense of connection with those people. And once we've got those needs satisfied, we do have just this inherent need to be kind and be nice, be benevolent, and altruism sort of directly target that psychological need. So being altruistic isn't just for others, even though that's the primary goal. It does actually help us increase our well-being because it fulfills a lot of our psychological needs.
And you did touch on this just a little briefly before, but yeah, is there a flow-on or greater relationship between the individual and the collective when it comes to altruistic behavior?
So a lot of the times the helping that we do is directed at a single person, and we do find it easier to connect with another individual. We're psychologically better at identifying with one person who needs our help. A lot of the problems that we face are much bigger than affecting a single person. As a result, a lot of the times when we're really trying to help the community, we do focus on much bigger causes, right? Things that affect all of us. When we work together as a group and as a community towards a common goal, that really increases our sense of connection in a way that is really hard to emulate in other ways. In the same way that like a football team feels really connected because they're all working towards a common goal, when we as people working towards sort of an altruistic goal together, trying to make the world that we want it to be, that's a really good way of bringing the group together. And so while we're sort of inherently find it easier to like focus on a single individual that needs our help, working together towards really big causes that affect all of us really bring the whole community together in a way that's hard to replicate.
And there is this idea that people that are altruistic are potentially happier, but then happier people are also more altruistic. Can you add anything to that, or, you know, support or refute in any way?
Yes, that happens both ways. That when we help others, it does give us a sense of warmth and connection. And back when I was treating people as a psychologist, I would get people to, you know, give $5 or $10 to someone or buy the coffee for the person after them. And that would increase their mood straight away. So we know that happens even for people who don't have high well-being. But when we are feeling happier and more connected to the world and like our own personal needs are met, we do find it easier then to help other people's needs. And you see that at all levels, that even when kids are feeling happy, they're much more likely to be generous. And it's the same with us as adults. And so, yes, it does go both ways. Often it's easier to have control over the things that we do than the way that we feel. So it's easier to be generous even when you're not feeling generous, mm-hmm, than it is to try to generate those feelings of generosity or happiness.
And I guess, you know, right now many people are faced with a cost of living crisis. So how do you think that something like altruism fares in a climate where there is a bit of personal struggle for survival at times?
I think it's really important to set your own expectations for how altruistic and generous you're able to be, but still keep that as part of your budget, even when you are not as flush as maybe you normally are, because it has such a positive influence on our happiness and our well-being, that a lot of the times that we spend money on altruistic purposes, that contributes to our happiness much more than when we spend money on stuff that we buy, like a new TV or couch or a car. And so I think, like, obviously we don't have all the money in the world to give away, but I think donating a certain percentage of your income, regardless of where you're at, to something that really gives your life purpose and meaning, will on average make you more happy than spending that money on the consumerist stuff that sometimes we still buy, even when we're in the current economic times.
Altruism can actually extend to, say, like volunteering your time or helping somebody with a task. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we can be altruistic, yeah, at any level, including just helping a neighbour. The two things that come into this is trying to find things that, one, give you a sense of personal satisfaction, and that can be just doing a small act of kindness for a neighbour. I also like to think of the things that are going to help the world the most. And sometimes those aren't the same things. You know, sometimes advocating for some political thing that you really care about is going to help the world a whole lot, but it may not give you the same sense of personal satisfaction as helping someone around the corner. And so I think trying to find a way to balance those two things is really important, that both you want to do something that's satisfying and that has a positive impact on the world.
Senior lecturer at University of Queensland School of Psychology, Dr. Michael Notell, speaking with The Wire's Emma Watsky.